This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and it is looking really nice out the window. I mean, it's wet because it did pour overnight, and some people even got snow and sleet. But the sky is just a puffy clouds on a bright blue sky. It's looking like a very nice day. Very excited for a sunny day. All right, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, fudge. Hold
on. Oh, fudge. What, do you got little kids running around over there?
No, I just need to, I moved papers around, and now I can't find my, hold on. Let me get my tag, everybody. All right. Do-do-do. Hit me again.
Oh. All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, for crying out loud. It's the radio.com app.
Yeah, I should have just done that one.
Well.
radio.com. Everybody's got that. Come on.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the radio.com app. Get the radio.com app and stream us live everywhere you go or on your smart device. That's right. You can ask your thing to play us through the radio. That's it will.
Yep.
You can get it. It'll happen. Please. Do
please
that.
All day, 24/7. We'd love it.
If you don't mind.
It's helpful.
Be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I've got a little bit of COVID nonsense to get through here, including our president will speak tonight. That's happening at 5 o'clock. President Biden will announce that he may have signed it by then, that this money that everyone's waiting on will finally be headed your way here any minute.
Yeah.
That's one of the big announcements. Basically, he plans to say, here's where we've been and here's where we're going, and that's at 5 o'clock today. All right. I wanted to mention this because I saw this in the USA Today. We've heard the term COVID long hauler, and you've mentioned that one of the friends of the show, Paul Mercurio, is a COVID long hauler. Like, he's been sick for a year, right?
Yeah. Well, he got COVID in June and thought he was out of the woods, and now he's got all these other problems that are just, they've finally determined that he's a long haul guy.
The five symptoms experienced during the first week you have COVID are the most predictive of whether or not you will become a long hauler.
Really?
Here they are.
All right.
Fatigue, headache, hoarse voice, muscle pain, and difficulty breathing. Those are the five. So if you have those symptoms,
you're more likely to be a long hauler.
To become a long hauler. That's what they're saying here in USA Today. So I don't know. You know, this is sometimes I avoid some of this stuff because I feel like as soon as you say it, I start to have it. Wait, that's me.
My throat feels so scratchy.
I have been hoarse lately.
I always get headaches and I'm so tired.
So anyway, that's what they're saying in USA Today. It's something, you know, I don't know. Do you want to look it up?
Go for it.
Here's a couple other things. Some of this is from TikTok. Right now on TikTok, there are people very nostalgic for the early days of quarantine. They miss the March through June of last year, I guess, because it's dragged on and it's become a lot less exciting.
Lost its fun.
Yeah.
As but, people have lost their homes, their jobs.
That seems to be gathering a lot of steam on TikTok. The people saying, I miss the early days of quarantine.
Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. I think they're romanticizing the early days of TikTok, yeah. Although they did have plenty of time to do TikTok videos.
Right. Vaxi is the new term for vaccination selfies. You'll be seeing those as more people are allowed to get them. and
I'm
going to
do it.
Them.
If I get a vaccine, I'm going to post a vaxi.
Over half of people say, I'm sticking to the mask even when they claim this pandemic's over. I'm keeping one.
Hmm. Yeah, I will definitely still, I feel like those aren't going away anytime soon.
Over a third of people say they've spent more time in the bathroom than ever before. And one of the reasons is because it's the only quiet place in the house where they can get a minute to themselves.
Ah,
it may have something to do with all that time people are spending, you know, with themselves.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
The numbers on that are quite staggering. 3 out of 4 people doing it at least once a day. I mean, that's so much time on your hands.
And single people doing it 3 times a day?
Yeah, that's, you're going to wear that thing out. You're going to take it easy.
Recover. I mean, I can understand if something exciting happened to you, but if it's just another day? You didn't see anyone or talk to anybody?
Well, it is 9 o'clock, and now it's 1 o'clock, and now it's time for bed. So,
I mean, everybody knows I'm a fan, and yet I'm even a little surprised
by
that.
Maybe everybody's watching Bridgerton. You know, that's the biggest show that Netflix has ever... They say more people have watched Bridgerton than any other show.
Shut up.
No, I'm not shutting up. Reggie Jean Page, he's for real.
You think about that guy when you're by yourself?
No, I don't have time to think about anybody. It's over really fast.
Oh,
that's so weird.
I don't do it that much either, you know?
You don't?
No, not that much.
So
a couple
weird.
Times a month, probably. And Nicole would probably be the one to ask. She's 27, for God's sake. She probably had it all the time. She's like,
there
yeah, I'm one of those three times a day people.
No, I don't have time for it.
Get ready for lies. Get ready for lies, everyone.
I don't have time for it. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
Because the minute you get in bed, you instantly fall asleep, and then you wake up, and it's a new day. I see. All right.
I sounder
fine.
For her every time she talks.
Oh, okay.
Like,
right.
Lie.
Liar alert. Liar alert. Liar alert.
Nicole, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You sleep a full night when you go to bed?
Yeah.
So you get 7-8 hours uninterrupted.
I try. I usually am in bed by 7:30 some nights.
Yeah, 7:30 is bedtime for
us. Well, I can sometimes get in bed at 7:30 too, but because of all the chaos going on in my house, it's unlikely and I'm not saying you should have this chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually pointing out to those of you out there who don't have this chaos, you'll sleep better.
No, sometimes I yell at my parents to go to bed because they're being too loud. So it's like the roles are reversed.
Oh,
guys, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
It's the morning show life, man.
Yeah. Mm.
And Rose, you've been through a health crisis. You need your sleep. Get in there. Go to bed.
Exactly. But
two of them out there laughing at some comedy.
Oh, it's the worst when they're watching HGTV and they're like, look at this house. Nick, did you see that house? I'm like, you're sitting right next to him on the couch.
What'd you think of that house? Those walls.
Exactly like that, Brent. Exactly. And I'm just laying there in bed like, oh my God.
I love your parents. I'm like, they're me and John. They're like, they sit on the couch and watch home shows.
They're so loud, though. There's no need for it.
Well, kids are loud, so I'm sure Vin can agree. I swear, these kids, 3-year-olds, they just run around like this. All day. It's just like you hear that
like
running
little
around
elephants.
The house. All like yeah, baby elephants.
I woke up this morning at 3:30 to my daughter in bed next to me going, hi, Daddy. And I went, why are you in bed with me? Apparently she woke Mom up. Mom grabbed her, brought her into our bed, and she was done sleeping. So she was wide awake when she said, hi, Daddy.
You're like, bye, I'm leaving for my apartment. I gotta
sure
get out of here.
I had to get up and take
good
the
luck,
dog
Christina.
Out to pee anyway. So that was that.
How's the dog doing?
She's great. I feel like she's doubled in size in 2 weeks, but
fitting right
she's
in though.
Great. What's that?
She's fitting right in.
She fits in great. She's still, you know, when we moved into this house, and now I think it's 3 years ago, one of the Mrs. Big Deals was like, the carpet is rank in there. We have to replace it. And Vic at Carpeteria helped us. Like, we were in a pinch to get that done, and it got done. Thankfully, we got the new carpet, and yay. That carpet's ruined now. That carpet has been peed on so many times, you cannot believe it. I might as well just start peeing in there, too.
Oh,
why walk
to
the other room? Yeah. The carpet, you wouldn't want to lay on that carpet ever again.
Because you're housebroken.
Well, yeah, I am. But, I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, now that it's ruined, what's the point?
Oh, boy. Well, maybe once the dog is housebroken, you can get the carpet cleaned and everything will be perfect again.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope you're right.
Plus, kids, they spill their drinks. All they're always dropping their sippy cups, and they're leaking out their juice onto like that. Like, forget it. That carpet was a write-off anyway.
My favorite when it comes to my kid is she spills something onto the carpet and then stands there, like, puts her... Oh, no! I'm like, move! Get on it! Go get a towel! What are you doing? And she's still frozen. Oh, no!
Yeah, that's not the reaction. That's not a reaction that works in the real world. Wake up, kid!
It's better than walking away, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like not telling anyone right. And just letting soak its way in.
You're posing for pictures right now? Get on it! Get a towel! Yeah, that's exactly it. Shock face. I can't believe I dropped my water or whatever it is, and it's now working its way into the padding. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I was on this. New York Times.
Yes.
The paper of New York.
Yeah.
New York Times.
Uh-huh.
Loudly proclaims California as the new bagel capital of America.
What? The New York Times is transferring title to us?
Well, it seems weird because that's
yeah,
actually
New York
a known,
is where the bagels are from.
It's a known thing in New York that they're the ones with the bagels. And in fact,
isn't there even Manhattan bagels and New York bagels, like chains that are New York?
I don't know, but that New York has said, all right, I guess California is the place with the best bagels.
Oh.
I don't
wow.
know. I don't
what,
know who's...
What brought
I don't,
them to this? What do they argue?
You know what? I can't get the New York Times to come up because I've had my allotment of free stories for the week.
Oh.
So I didn't have the whole article, but it's leading me from California having the best bagels. Yay, us.
Yeah.
To... It looks like, well, okay, I'm going to be a little bit of a fudger here.
All right, fudge it.
I told you eggs were back and cheese is now back
yeah.
as, you know,
yeah.
positive,
yeah,
healthy.
Good, healthy foods.
Foods.
Real food.
Nutrition experts. I don't remember when bread became the enemy of the world, but
carbs,
bread
yeah.
seems to be like a real problem. Five nutrition experts ranked 19 types of bread according to how healthy they are. The healthiest, what would you guess? What's the healthiest bread you could possibly eat?
Is it that like sprouted bread, the seed bread, you know?
It's whole grain and whole wheat. And they say it needs to say 100% or it's not even close to 100%. But that's the number one healthiest bread. It's a tie between whole grain and whole wheat.
I don't mind. I don't mind those. Yeah, I think those are good.
Yeah, I think they're good too. I like it. Something called Ezekiel or sprouted grain.
That's the one that John eats. That that's good.
That's number two.
Oh,
on the list
best
of
bread.
Healthiest breads.
Yeah, he loves it. It's actually good.
I get that bread too.
Yeah, it's yeah. It, you start to really like it.
It's got less salt, more protein, and more fiber than most breads. So sprouted grain, second place. Sourdough comes in third.
Really? Why sourdough?
Especially
I
whole grain sourdough, but rye, multigrain, and you know, and then as you go down the list, bagels rank dead last, unfortunately.
They
in the
are
health
good.
Meter.
They're just nothing but a
apparently
big ball
they
of
have refined flour and often a ton of added sugar. Plus, they're super high in calories. So while bagels may be the tastiest here in California, they still rank last on the health list for bread and among breads, I should say.
Mm.
But there you go. The whole wheat, whole grain, number one.
Well, if you got to eat bread, at least eat the good stuff.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. I got to eat bread.
Like, well, that's how you make a sandwich, and I'm going to eat those. So
yeah, I'm not quitting bread. I know that there are the people out there who, and you always see these people who look great, and they go, I quit bread and sugar. And okay, well, I can't quit either of those. So.
Right. Those are pretty much staples in my life. Some days that go by, all I eat is carbs. All I eat is like a bowl of cereal with milk, then a sandwich, and then some pasta for dinner. Like, if you take away the grains from me, I'm going to starve to death.
Right. I'm just going to stay hitty. It's not.
Yeah. I'm accepting my hittiness. My hittiosity.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Oh, the New York Times said the best bagel shop is in Berkeley.
Huh? What's it called?
Boychick Bagels has the best bagels.
Oh, boy, Chick's excited today, huh?
Our texters didn't use up their free looks at New York Times. Thank you, texters.
Thank you.
Nice. Have you been to Boy Chick Bagel? You have a Berkeley boy.
I've never heard of Berkeley. We do. I've never been there. Although Riley may have, I'll ask him if he ever wakes up.
It's off College Avenue.
Oh, I bet he has.
In Berkeley.
Something inspired him to make bagels, though. I think Riley makes the best bagels.
Oh, really?
Mostly because I get them and they're right out of the oven, and then I cut them in half, and they're like soft and smelly.
Well, the best bagel shop in the country, as proclaimed by the New York Times, is in Berkeley. It's
Boychick?
Boychick?
I'm going Boychick. I think you're right. I think you're onto it.
Vinny, you crack me up. Your kids are kids. They don't know they're supposed to clean up a mess. It's your job to teach them. I love hearing Vinny's daddy stories.
She's seven years old.
He will never have kids. LMAO. Yeah, I remember that too.
I knew he'd have him because when he came back in 08, he was like, I will marry. I will
That's
have
not
kids.
True. You know, you're making that up.
You're insane. I sat there and I went, wow, Vinny has really changed.
You are making things up.
I'm not making it up.
Someone said, because you're housebroken, Vinny. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to actually pee on the floor, but I'm saying the carpet you has might become as well. A toilet.
Right. It is frustrating.
It is frustrating. I mean, I'm telling you, you've taken her out. You think you're good. And then she just pulls that, I'm looking right at you, and peeing on your carpet. Yeah. How you doing?
Does she cut it off when you pick her up by the scruff of the neck and huck her outside?
You can't get to her quick enough. She's a puppy. The pee is like a 10-second thing. As you're scrambling, she's already like, I'm done.
Yeah. Hey, can you get that, please?
Got you again.
Yeah.
Suckers.
I'm out of time, but I will read the rest of your texts, and there's still time to get some in. 800-400-3697. We'll be back after these on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.